Today, not my best day. Today totally sucked. I screwed up. Now I'm worried about tomorrow. It's a rough place to be in, but I believe there's hope. And I believe there's hope because I believe that you were made and equipped by God to be an amazing parent, even if today sucked for you. We believe that you can do this, and we're here to help. I'm Lena Schuler, mom of one, soon to be two, and I'm joined by Chuck, dad of three, and Kim, mom of five, and grandma of seven more. Today, we're talking about how to come back from a bad day as a parent. So let's say that I've had an awful day. I've just made a huge mistake. How do I approach tomorrow? How do I bounce back?
Well, I think there's a powerful word, and we use it in a lot of contexts. It's the word grace. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that as hard as it is sometimes to give grace to your kid when they do something you don't want them to do, or as hard as it is to give grace to your spouse or your friend when they do something, the person in the world who I have the hardest time giving grace to is often this guy named Chuck Mingo.
Yep, that's right.
And so I think as parents, we just have to come to places of recognizing like, this is true for me. I haven't seen my kids since, I don't know, they were asleep when I woke up. So I haven't seen them since last night. And when I come home from work today, I'm going to have, I don't know, maybe 3 hours with them. I promise you in those 3 hours, I'm going to do something that I regret. Mm. I'm going to be short. I'm going to say something. I'm going to miss an opportunity to be present. I'm going to do something. And in those moments, I think it's so helpful to be able to give yourself grace. I do think that there's a mindset shift that we need, though, that I really believe that God has given us the gift of parenting to teach us. And so if we can enter into it with a learning mindset, yeah, I think it's easier to give ourselves grace versus entering into it in a performance mindset. Because if you're thinking that you got to nail it every day, every moment as a parent, you'll have a hard time forgiving yourself and you'll have a hard time bouncing back from mistakes. But if you can go into it saying, like, I want to learn. And as I learn, I believe I'll become a better parent. I think that really helps us give ourselves grace and actually get better.
Yeah.
And I think even though Louie's little, like, yes, we have to give her, God forgives us. Ask our kids for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Even at one, he might not fully understand what you're saying, but you can start practicing,
yeah,
asking him to forgive you and then have him start practicing forgiving you.
Yeah, that's great.
I forgive you, Mom.
That's great. I mean, even just to do that, the humility that it would take in me, mm-hmm, and I'd have to flex a new muscle of having to quickly recognize what did I do wrong and confess it. I mean, I actually,
yep,
would have to say it out loud,
yep,
to my kid. And I think that'd be great for me, for my husband, for my child, for my children, and probably in all of my relationships if I can do that well with my own family. Man, that's going to benefit me at,
totally,
work. That's going to benefit me,
right,
with friends. I love that, Kim.
Yeah.
I am going to start doing that, mm-hmm, with my 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Why not?
And he's going to, and be specific.
Right.
Don't
just go, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Louie.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, I'm sorry that I lost my temper with you. And then get him to repeat, Mom, I forgive you for yelling.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Even though you might not understand him.
Yeah, right now it's going to go, 999.
That's right. That's right.
It says but nine a lot.
But then that just becomes a normal part of his routine.
That's
and
right.
Before you know it, he's going to be doing it.
Right.
That's right.
Because he's taking that in. I also think,
I love that,
if there are, like for me, there were certain things that, like the, because I was a stay-at-home mom for a while, that 4 to 5:30 hour before my husband got home, that was the time when I was most likely to lose my temper,
mm-hmm,
to say things that I regret. So I think in addition to giving ourselves grace, asking for forgiveness.
Give your kids Benadryl about 4 o'clock. Oh, no, that's not what you were going to say.
Oh, you know what, though? If you I did that with one kid. I was flying cross country with a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old, and he had an opposite reaction to Benadryl.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. On the plane.
People on the plane probably still remember that.
Ouch.
But you know, so identify if there's a time of the day where you are more likely to fail or a certain situation, identify that and then come up with a plan so that you can respond in a way that you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather than keep on doing it over and over again and asking for forgiveness. And,
right. Well, go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to say, because what you're talking about there is you have to care for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, as a caregiver to kids, as a parent, we have to prioritize caring for ourselves so we can be in the best place to love them, to serve mm-hmm. them, and to not lose our temper and all the things that come with just the normal life of a parent.
Yeah.
Right. And if you have a certain part of your day, like that time where you just have a hard time, it's okay to let them have a little screen time and a snack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's something, too, mm-hmm. with
totally.
Parents. We think, oh, my gosh, we can't do screen time. I can only do gluten-free, sugar-free,
GMO,
whatever snacks.
GMO, DHA.
Yeah, yes. You know, give them some chips and a screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had chips and a screen. I was fine.
That's right.
Too. Oh, I'm still fine, you know?
Pretty well, much so.
Yeah, yeah. More or less fine.
No, you're very fine.
Just fine. That's it, though. Not above fine. No, it sounds, I mean, from both of you, what I love is that there's intentionality. You just have to go, I am going to bounce back. Tomorrow's a new day. And so there's some things I can practice today. And there's also something to be said about just saying, hey, I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not mm-hmm. going to focus on the fact that mm-hmm. I snapped yesterday. I asked my kid for forgiveness. I recognized it's wrong and I'm starting new today.
That's right.
Or, you know, yeah, I screamed at this other kid on the playground and I messed up. I'm going to give myself grace and tomorrow's a new day. I'm going to move on mm-hmm. and not dwell on it. I think I have the tendency to just keep replaying it over and over, thinking about it. And I think that's what lots of us do. And it sounds like, man, no, it's going to happen more often than not. And so we just got to keep moving.
Well, also the thing about it is when you look at your day, so you may have had this one interaction with Louie that wasn't great and you really didn't behave in a way that was
kind.
Kind. But you probably had 40 other interactions that were amazing.
Right.
But why is it when we go to bed at night, we're going to be thinking about that one? Sometimes what I would do when I would feel just tremendous guilt, I would start replaying all the really great interactions with my kid and to try to convince myself, oh, wait, I'm not a loser mother.
Right.
I actually did some really awesome things today.
Totally. Yes. Yeah, we need more of that. We're all in this parenting thing together. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, and ideas. So reach out to us all over email at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S. You Can Do This is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.